necessary to say that you would want to put this study together. I actually went to every school and looked at this. And I think that's great. And making a connection with all the people that work on the HVAC is good too. And I'm wondering if we start to move this forward, we really do need to go ahead and do what plans we have that are already DSA approved and things, and make sure that we've submitted any projects we can to the state for matching in case of a bond, the state bond passing, we are able to access funds. That money is already going to people that have approved projects online before the money ran out and they didn't have any, but should that bond pass, it would be great if we have something in there in line to access funding.
So, at this point, our staff is working towards developing an agenda item to bring forward to the January 24 meeting of trustees in order to receive authorization to begin some of the exploratory work, and by that, engineering studies, architectural design, that type of work. So, we're currently in that process, and in terms of estimated timelines, I also just want to point out where between the time we had the meeting at Hilltop, getting the word up to Mr. Bradley to go out and do the study, and now it's been less than 60 days, so we've been working diligently, and given the other work that was going on, a long range certain amount of time, I know there's an urgency in times of the essence, but I do want to make sure that I recognize the work that's been going on with staff, because they've been out there, they've been getting the data so we can share that in a transparent way with the public, so that everybody can understand what the need is from a data perspective, rather than what we think it's not. So I want to try to balance on.
And I'm sure there are probably some inaccuracies. It's a lot of schools we covered in a short period of time, but I think the numbers on just the classrooms are pretty close.
Sure.
I just want to follow up. I did say that tomorrow. I understand it takes time for anything to happen. I mean, I'm government work, so I've said probably 6 to 5 years. I know it's not going to happen. My point was, you know, we talked about it. Thank you very much for, again, I cannot stress how much thankful we are for something like this. You guys have been more transparent than we've ever seen. We are campaigning for past mistakes, but going forward, we do ask that this become a priority. I mean, this is, again, a safety concept type of thing. The other thing is, I like to put down here when I said electric systems, roofing systems at the bottom. I mean, we do describe that, but if you talk to any resident in the community, they're not going to understand it, just like, you know, what you're talking about. It is something that, I don't know how you educate the public or something like this, but that's what people don't understand. Unless you're former construction, former something like at these meetings, how much time is this going to take? Because people, including myself, will be impatient because this has been a long time waiting. And then we see other school districts working on this problem. And then we don't hear anything about, you know, our own school district working on this problem. Thank you.
Mr. Carrier.
It's geared more towards the, I guess, educating the public, but also towards the board. If money is put in a school like Sweetwater High School, you're going to have the Univista High School, Margista High School, Margista Middle School, Castle Park Middle School, they're going to be furious because they have not had bond money in their school. It's going to be a PR nightmare. I'm sure you know.
Point well taken.
Mr.
Yeah. Again, if we just doing some quick math. If there are 135 classrooms that around this list, and you're spending $40,000 a pop, that's about $5.4 million. That's probably on the low side of it because some of these are older, and you're actually going to have to dig to put in bringing electrical service and transformers and the like. So just to buy these, you probably want to put aside about $10 million. So that's a quarter of what you think you're going to have to play with on the refi. But this is one of those that I think you have to push at the front. So the replacements aren't going to be that easy either, because in some of these cases you're going to have to upgrade the ductwork also, and that's going to run the numbers. So it isn't going to be as simple as simply changing out a unit. So as you get into those, you know, you're probably going to spend 50% of this money that you're going to get on HVAC. Now, why you're not able to keep them up is a matter of logistics. If you figure that a technician can do the maintenance, the periodic maintenance, which should be quarterly, but maybe you do it every 6 months, and filters, belts, not replacing to check the units, then you've got to get up and down off the roof so you don't count windshield time. He's probably doing well if you can get 5 or 6 of them a day. And you count how many techs you have doing that, how many units you have in place right now, and if he has to change out a compressor or anything else, that shoots it. You don't have the staff to maintain the units that you presently have, much less the units you're going to have. So, and these things don't get better if you don't maintain them. They go south out there and get hurt. So I think you're going to have to probably put one guy dedicated to maintaining your HVAC, and you probably should have a backup, and you don't take them off anything else other than an emergency. And 2 may not be enough, but again, I think the progressive can probably work those numbers out, but you don't have the staffing now to maintain.
Do
you
want
to respond to that, Greg?
Yeah. I wanted to say, first of all, I agree with Mr. O'Neill. My recollection is that the Benita Vista High School project did not require a major electrical service upgrade. And I'm not an electrical engineer, but I've got a pretty good suspicion that some of these are going to require that. And you were also discussing some of the information in the second column. I just wanted to let you know, because we were in the midst of this exercise, we were reviewing all the data, we went ahead and included that information, but these are not all immediate needs. And some of these might be 2 or 3 years down the road, but these are based on, you know, what we know about the age of the buildings and input from our HVAC technicians, things that are on the horizon that we should be aware of as hopefully most, for the most part, deferred maintenance expenditures.
So I was just going to add, I know that there's been talk about the schools that money has been spent on prior to, you know, these things that need to happen with air conditioning, but